Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. And make some noise if you love your bodies.
A lot better.
Okay.
I want you to know, those listening, because we're going to cut the other two intros. Rachel had some really, I would say,
crass,
vulgar intros that you were doing.
I'm sorry, but like, I was hyping up and I wasn't lying. And also, like, shout out. Having a cool body and honestly, like, loving yourself. Everyone's all, oh, body positivity. And the second you're like, hey, I've got a killer pussy, then everyone's weird about it.
No one's being weird about it.
I was HR. Just like,
hey, we want this episode
to not get flagged immediately.
This episode is raunchy.
It's Raunch City USA /squirt, yeah. /poo-poo.
Hey.
; 69ing.
We have an amazing guest on today. She is a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
She is so hot.
I'm a huge fan of this guest.
And also wildly funny.
So funny, so talented. I was like, there was an energy in the studio, was there not?
No, I'm obsessed with her.
I love moments on this show and in life, mm-hmm, where queer people get to kick back and LOL and swap some stories.
You're going to get some stories with this person.
Yeah.
We have on today Zolita, who is such an amazing musician. You and I are actually obsessed. We sat around your living room for, I would say, way too long,
mm-hmm,
about 6 hours straight, consuming her content.
Yes, we did.
And I was like running around dancing to the songs.
Same.
Singing to the music.
Same.
She's so fucking good. She's so talented. We have her later on the pod, but you and I have some things to talk about before we get to her.
Sure.
Demi Moore is back.
Stop.
Demi Moore,
what do you mean?
Is back.
First of all, she was never gone.
Yes, she was. There was a moment where she was gone.
Do you
gone.
Say Demi or do you say Demi? I say Demi like Demi.
God.
Yes. Because
Demi,
she is.
Demi Moore. I think it's Demi Moore.
Demi. Or is it Demi?
You know what? Don't care. Love both.
I like demean because it demeans me.
It's
like
not demean me. It's not demean. It's definitely not demean.
Well, short for.
Do you think Demi?
Short for demean me. Like, be mean to me, please.
I want to start off by saying I feel really uncomfortable that I'm so far away from you.
Same. The fact that I can barely touch you.
I know. So we're recording today in Spotify Studios in Los Angeles.
Shout out Spotify for being so fucking good to us.
Spotify rocks. We love Spotify. You can see we brought our logo right here behind Ray.
I thought Spotify wrapped meant that you let your lover wrap you up to the point of barely being able to speak, and then they play Spotify.
No, that's wrong.
Huh. Well, it is still right, depending on which households you're in.
So we're in Spotify, but the only thing is they don't have a couch.
They don't have a love seat.
They don't have a love seat that you and I can literally be touching the whole podcast.
We're trying to hook up.
I can't even touch you. Sucks.
Sucks. Okay, so wait. I'm so sorry. Can we go back to Demi Moore?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So she's back. There's a thing on TikTok, right? They're like, she has one of the best surgeons in Los Angeles. She came out a couple years ago and had some work done.
Okay.
Where she was almost unrecognizable.
Okay.
And people were like, this is sad.
It like made BBL style or?
BBL, but on the face.
Okay.
It was like some face
BBL
work.
BBL face edition.
Yeah. It was some face work.
Okay.
I want you to know, I stan Demi Moore.
Same.
Hard. I'm going to be honest, most people.
Yeah.
I fucking love her.
We all do.
So when I saw this, I was like, damn, that sucks.
Okay.
I still love you so hard.
Of course.
She apparently got either whatever work was done was fixed or changed to where now she looks like what she did in 1980.
Wow.
People online are like, give us the doc's name.
Do we know for sure?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about me. Mm-hmm. I'm the person, I'm kind of like a dumb jock kind of comes to mind.
Okay.
Or like, you know how, men will just look at stuff and be like,
oh. Well, yeah.
That's kind of how I am when it comes to any type of plastic surgery or procedures.
Sure.
I'm just like, whatever you present to me.
I think if I presented the before and after photos, you'd be like, wow, that's insane.
I think I would be like, wow. Timeless. Like, I don't ever register what's
going
on.
She is timeless. So, and when I mean she's back, I don't mean like her face is back. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
I'm saying she is now in.
Back in the public eye?
She's back in the public eye. She's now in a new series on FX. And she...
Wait, which one?
It's the Swan one.
Okay, I'm in. I'm already watching it.
Okay.
I'm already watching it, Ken. I'm consuming it.
I'm just saying, listen, and this doesn't matter. She's an amazing actress.
For sure.
She's also looking so fucking hot.
Yeah, listen, it's okay.
She looks so good. She looks so good. If you're like, hey, what's Kenny's type? It's Demi Moore now.
It's Demi Moore, yeah.
It's not even back in the day. No, it's now.
Demi Moore is one of those people who... you can't look away from how strikingly beautiful and talented
she is.
She brings out in me, there's certain type of hotties that when you see them, it brings out a type of energy in you that makes you feel powerful.
Yes.
Demi Moore has an energy that makes me feel powerless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is equally as powerful in its thrilling. Own way.
Yeah.
It's very thrilling.
Thrilling.
Yeah. I see Demi Moore.
Electric, some would say.
Some would say electric. I feel alive in a way mm-hmm. that makes me feel like I want to be a Stairmaster in the sense that I want her to step on me over and over and over again. I see her, I go, Stairmaster, me. I'm your Stairmaster.
When I see her, it's what I imagine people seeing the Sistine Chapel. When you start like... crying at something that is literally so beautiful. Yeah. Do you see me gripping the chair?
Yes,
as
I
if
do.
I'm about to go on a ride. Like a literal like log ride.
When I see, yeah, it is the sense of awe.
Awe.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many men did it take to build this pyramid that is Demi Moore? I'm like, yeah. This is so...
Actually, she's so beautiful that there would be a Discovery Channel docuseries about how actually ancient aliens yes. put her here.
Anyways, Demi Moore's back. I am on cloud nine.
We're all
I'm
on
going
cloud
to
nine.
Literally devour this whole TV series yeah. just because she's in it.
Even though it's hard because whenever people portray Capote, mm-hmm. they do his voice because that's what he sounded like.
Yeah.
And it does take a while for you to be like, we're going to settle into this.
Yeah.
Here's what I love, if I may, for 1 second. Ryan Murphy has done the thing that like... what we really want
yeah.
as consumers of good stuff across his entire career. He gives you women and queer people yeah. being interesting, fascinating, sinister, and all around
evil,
well-rounded,
everything.
Fucking cool ass.
Yeah.
You can't turn away. And I'm like, this is what I want.
Yes.
I want a show about women and gay people. And Ryan Murphy goes,
got you.
Enjoy the content, you little bitch. And I go,
there's some misses, though, if I'm being honest.
In my book.
There's a couple American Horror seasons where I was like, that's one of the biggest misses.
Do you remember when Lady Gaga?
Yeah. That's a hit.
Okay. Do you remember when, was it Stevie Nicks?
Yes. Stevie Nicks was in season 3.
Hit.
Also, I'm going to say it. Kim Kardashian in this latest season. Hit.
Hit.
Yeah. Most are
Have you
hits.
Seen Pose? Hit.
I'm like,
out.
Stinker. No, Pose rocks. True.
No,
okay.
Ryan
Murphy rocks.
Let me watch more. I can't get enough TV with women and gay people.
Here's what it is. Gay men understand middle-aged women like lesbians understand middle-aged
yeah.
women. That is, if there's a Venn diagram of lesbians and gay men, middle-aged actresses are the only thing that actually we have in common.
Yeah, we do. You're right. Everyone's always like, oh, the LGBTQ+ community, like gay men. Like, do you remember when you were the only lesbian you knew
yeah.
and straight people found the other gay guy in your college and was like,
here you go.
You go. And you looked at each other.
And you're like, what do we talk about? And it's Diane Lane.
I remember thinking like, thank God we all like drag.
Yeah. It's drag and like,
middle-aged actresses.
Middle-aged women specifically.
Yeah.
And monologues from middle-aged women. It's going to be a monologue in the pouring rain about one of her ex-husbands and how he did her wrong. But that is what we all have in common.
Yeah.
So anyways, Demi Moore's back.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it and I will have to review it. And I'm talking about just her jaw. I'm going to review her jaw on the next episode.
As you should.
God, she's hot.
I really...
Her voice?
And her talent.
Her voice.
She's unbelievably talented. And the way she... I almost said trained like a dog Ashton Kutcher, which can't be right.
No.
Nothing that I said can be right.
G.I. Joe. G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
That movie...
Changed us.
Changed me. I feel like I'm gonna break the arm of
chair. Honestly, take it easy on that chair.
Like, oh my God. I love her so much.
I know. I've said
Go
this before
listen
and
to
I've
her
said
da-
it 1,000 times. I was at the same theater as her when I saw Hedwig and the Angry Inch in Los Angeles.
That rocks.
And she wore a jean jacket with her own initials on it. And I was like, literally,
Marry
Stairmaster me.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know this.
Tell me.
But, okay, I was in my apartment recently, and I was sitting on my couch, and you're drinking a bad LaCroix. I know.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be a professional.
But it's
I figured
bad.
The camera was going to be on you while I drank that. I drank it thinking to myself, Kenny's telling a story.
Yeah.
We'll watch Ken.
Yeah.
And then not me.
But the problem is you're right in front of my face.
I'm sorry. Okay, ignore me when I drink this disgusting LaCroix.
That was an amazing accent, if I'm being real.
I'm watching Love Island All-Stars, so there's some scouse.
I'm going to come in.
Okay.
I got to watch Love Island. I miss it.
Love, yeah. Okay. I mean, you have to be watching Love Island. The All-Stars is really fun. It's just, I know it's really stressful when you lose a few days because they put it out so frequently that you're like, I can't watch 5 hours of content. Then it turns out it rains in LA and maybe you can.
You can. I did 8 hours the other day.
Ooh, what were you watching for 8 hours?
One single movie, but I have maybe
some
attention problems.
Oh, yeah. Some might say you're neurotypical.
No.
Or you're sorry.
I am neurotypical.
No, you're not.
And so I have some attention problems. So
sorry, we have a joke within our friendship that Mackenzie won't admit that she is neurodivergent when she absolutely diagnosably and diagnosed is. You literally don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
HR.
HR. Wait, this is a public episode and I'm like outing you. I'm giving away all your disorders. Sorry, you do have mental issues and I think that's something you should talk about more publicly.
I have once and people are like, thank God she admitted it finally.
You also like whispering, I have one.
I have, like, technically...
Yeah. Well, we're talking about our diagnosed mental disorders.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I only have one. For real. I only have one. I had a booker.
There's no...
I only have one.
What are you actually diagnosed with?
ADHD. That's the only one.
Not OCD?
Not technically. Wait,
that's what I'm like.
Not technically. No, because she was like, my therapist was like, there are tendencies, but I said I am not here for diagnoses or treatment. And she said, heard.
So you were like actively being diagnosed and you're like,
stop. My prerogative. My body, my choice.
Okay, I would like to diagnose you really quickly as annoying.
Okay, can I diagnose you with having a gorgeous dumper?
Don't.
HR.
First off, HR. Second, don't say dumper, man.
What am I supposed to say?
Say wild ass.
It is what it is. You say wild ass.
Wild ass. If you're going to diagnose me with anything, it's wild ass.
Do you ever feel like the caboose don't match the conductor?
Okay, caboose definitely doesn't match the up. The up top does not match the down top.
Have you, Kimberly Clark has like, she's a comedian out here as a friend of ours, has some of the best material
about the bottom.
About that you could ever watch. Like, honestly, shout out Kimberly Clark. Jokes fucking fire. Where was I?
I
diagnosable. Let me tell you. Okay, can I say?
Yeah.
I got an email from a booker. Uh-huh. I will not name names.
Okay.
This booker that I actually love, a woman who's fucking talented and funny. It doesn't matter. She sent me and she was like, hey, we'd like to book you to do a show that is a benefit, like a fundraiser show for a nonprofit that is raising money. And they like to book people with disabilities. Okay. And she said, and I was on your website and it said, so she's like, and I'm asking you because I was on your website and I listened to, I researched and I know that you have ADHD, which I do, and dyslexia,
which you do.
I do not.
Yeah, you do. Unfortunately,
I don't.
You've never been diagnosed, but you without a doubt have dyslexia, dude.
What on earth do you mean?
Whenever you look at words, you're like, all of the letters are scrambled.
You can't. Okay. I have vision issues.
That's. You and I both know.
Wait,
you
is that dyslexia? Am I describing dyslexia?
Yeah, you also don't have vision issues.
Well, you have 20/20, but my eyes don't work when I read.
Are you guys getting this? I wish these weren't cameras and these were humans and I could look into somebody's eyes and be like, this fucking bitch. You are.
Okay, I don't claim dyslexia.
You don't have to claim
and
it.
I also have not been diagnosed with dyslexia. I said it wrong. I know I'm not. Now I'm backing into a corner here. However, have not been diagnosed with dyslexia.
So you've been diagnosed legally?
legally, religiously, has ADHD, right. Which makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what are you looking at online that says, like, are there articles that says Rachel Scanlon?
Dyslexic.
Clown dyke with dyslexia?
Don't forget Finn, rat.
Rat and rat. And Finn.
Yeah.
You can't.
That chair.
Yeah. Anyways.
Let's get into the episode. I'm not even going to get to finish my story. I'm going to edge it for next week.
You bitch. You're going to love it. Diane's are going to come after you. Before we get into the actual episode with our guest.
Our amazing guest.
This episode was so fun. We're so grateful that we get to be here.
I know.
So grateful that we get to talk to these really fucking talented queer people. Really grateful I get to spend time with you because when we drive here, we hook up. Don't cut back to her. Leah, don't cut back to her. Stay on me. Stay on Papa. Stay on Poppy. If you
gotta come closer, look at your frame.
It's not my fault. There's no one else in here but us. We don't have anyone saying, Ray, you're falling out of frame. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say that our spring tour dropped a few weeks ago. A lot of cities are selling out.
Some
have
already sold out.
Because I get sad when I open my DMs and people say, oh my God, I missed it.
Yeah.
Please hear me. Hear me, queer people. Go get your tickets now.
They will sell out.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the most fun you've ever had. We have the best fucking live shows of all time.
Also, if you are somebody who's been listening to this audio podcast, take a look at the video that we have offered. We got into a place where we have lights on us and Mackenzie shakes.
Is this anything?
Yeah, it is. It's something that some people like. And guess what? I'm one of them.
I just shimmied, but also up top was not looking good.
Anyways, while you watch this episode, I will be taking a test to find out if I am legally dyslexic.
Dude, you are.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
So enjoy this episode.
We love you guys. Enjoy the episode with Zalita. Why did I hit that T so hard? It's Zoe. It's Zalita. Enjoy it. We love you guys. Bye-bye. The socks are so interesting
to me. My unmatching.
Oh,
okay, so that's very Ray
Zoe.
Coded. Ray does this all
guys,
the time.
I'm like,
okay, one sock does say, is that say equality?
I think it's equinox.
Same thing. Almost, some might say the
so
opposite.
Worse. Oh my God.
Incredible.
That is
so
the opposite
worse.
Of equality.
It sure is.
Equinox.
It sure is. And I like that.
It's Air One.
It's Air One.
One equinox, what? One Air One. That's what the other sock says.
That's the most LA shit I've ever seen.
No, it's so LA.
That rocks. Wait, Zoe, has everyone asked you, or have you talked about this too much, the symbol?
Yes. Yeah, the symbol. It's four female symbols around two crescent moons.
Fuck yeah.
And I had never thought I was gonna have tattoos, and when I designed this I was like, that will get tattooed.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm wondering because we saw it in all your videos.
Yeah,
it's always like
my brand
around. Yeah. It's the very sexy.
Thank you.
Holy shit. I'm so glad you're here. I'm fucking lit up. If you are so only listening to this podcast, I'm smiling ear to ear.
You are. You're grinning.
I'm
hard.
Grinning hard because, like, I don't know. I've been looking forward to this all fucking day. I'm so glad that you're here. I've also been chugging your content in a way that, like, I kind of, like, black holed into, like, everything that you've ever made. And I came out and I was like, okay, I'm gayer than I was before, which is...
That's the
saying
goal.
Something.
That is the goal.
I'm just so glad that you're here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've been so excited too. Everyone's had a little powwow at the house.
Wait, how fun was it to just like, I told my fiance, I was like, I just for like, we recorded an episode with Shannon and then all four of us were just sitting in a living room just talking shop.
So fun.
The tea that was spilled rocked hard. Rachel, you said something that was so awesome.
It was the fucking best.
That Rachel got up and had to do a lap around your living room kitchen.
I victory lapped on your behalf because I was like, that
twice.
Rocks so hard. Yeah, I went around twice. I'm like, I gotta move this rock so hard. I had to move.
Yeah.
You're like an inspiration to
Thank
me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was an inspirational thing that you did. Can we discuss it?
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. So you're going through a breakup.
I am going through a breakup.
Great shirt.
Thank you.
It says world's topical. Best ex-girlfriend.
I like to think I'm the best ex-girlfriend.
For
Why
I stay in contact for sure.
That's so fun.
I'd like to with all of them.
In like a good way or like a way where it's like, hey, stop texting me. Yeah.
It feels
broken
like
up.
The healthiest breakup I've ever been through.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Like, which is really nice. Was it mutual?
Yes.
Okay, see, that is very helpful.
Mm-hmm. It also is kind of one of those, it's like a breakup with the door open. Cause it's like, oh, like one day.
Aww.
Yeah, maybe one day. Like, right, just, yeah, feels like right now it's not aligning for both of us to grow. We need to grow as individuals, you know?
That's very mature of you.
So it feels good. It's like there's no like, oh, you did this bad thing. You did this bad thing. So right. It's like, okay, we can be in the same room. We can. We also have all the same friends. So,
that's tough.
Yeah.
Typical queer breakup.
Exactly. So it's nice to not like make people choose and be like, oh, we're fine. Like, we're okay. Also, we were friends before too.
That helps when you have a foundation of know what the relationship looks like before we started sleeping together.
Yeah.
So now like you have a baseline of like we know what that looks like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Completely. How often are you talking to your ex, would you say?
You know what? Let's get him on the horn right now.
Well, the first month we were like no contact completely. And I feel like because we did that, now we've been talking more.
That's you didn't just go straight into. There was a time.
Yeah, there was a time. But yeah, like maybe like once a week.
Great. That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's I thought you were going to say like once an hour. I was like, oh, you're back together with this person.
Hopefully we run into each other. Yeah. We're on the same. She lives like a mile away from me.
Holy, yeah. On that hill?
Oh, God. Yeah. Fucking, we almost were like, turn it around. We're not going up this fucking hill.
I don't know. Last time I used my e-brake, I was like, this is an incline. Okay. Wait, I had a question. How long were you together with this?
2 years.
It's a long time.
And this is the person that you were in the, I would say, iconic Halloween photos.
Yes. Oh, wait, the Carly Taylor ones? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got in trouble for those.
By who?
A lot of people. Like, a lot of people were mad because Carly's married to Kushner or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were pissed about that and saying, like, why did you dress up as a Zionist? And then...
Oh! I got it.
And then also... Which I did not know.
Yeah. Right.
And then people were upset that we were like taking a friendship, like sexualizing a friendship, Taylor's friendship. But, like,
well, okay.
For those listening, what, Rachel and I are eye rolling.
Travis and Taylor, before they were confirmed.
Right.
But, like, yeah.
No, the second it's homophobic. Gay, people are...
It is. It's so homophobic.
People are just mad. Yeah. They're
so stupid.
No. That also, like, it's a Halloween costume. You have to look at the context here.
Right.
This is silly fun. Mm-hmm. This is not, it's Halloween for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Please.
And this is where you and I differ.
Tell me.
Halloween, you have to go in.
You bitch. No. You stupid little bitch.
I have nowhere to go with this.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. I'm like watching everything that you made. I'm looking at your Halloween costumes. I'm falling deeper and deeper.
The One Tree Hill. I have to say.
Wait,
that was the ex.
The boys. Yeah. The two One Tree Hill boys.
Oh, yeah.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
It's fun. The whole thing is wild. You're winning. Good. You're very good at Halloween.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I'm sorry that people gave you hate for that because sometimes things are meant to just be silly and fun.
Yeah. Yes.
And completely. I think that like we need to. People forget that a lot of times, and people put a lot of pressure on queer people if you have like a following or whatever to be good all the time. And like,
always be,
every once in a while, like, it's okay, especially in this podcast. Like, we are very openly, like, just trying to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And like, just let sometimes, like, queer people just like want to be silly gooses.
Yes.
And like, let us party and have fun.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, I do think that they fucked each other. We're moving on. Okay. Any hoozy. You're a musician.
Yes.
You're a very talented musician.
No, wait. Pause. You didn't bring up what we were talking about in that lesbian frat house, which is what...
Oh, my God.
You live in a gay frat house,
Mackenzie,
yeah,
I do.
Thank God you're here to keep me on track.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're back in the streets.
I'm back in the streets.
You're single. You're out there.
Tell us
how it has been back on the dating scene.
You know... how has it been back in the dating scene? I'm a casual sex person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can definitely do that pretty easily. But I was telling you guys a story about a sexual experience I had recently had, and it was a first date, and we 69'd on the first date.
This is like the shit. This is what made me victory lap, because I feel like I kind of famously have had a 69ing renaissance.
You love...
I love...
She loves 69.
2024 69ing renaissance.
Yeah. I'm fully, like, 69ing all the time. But it kind of checks a lot of boxes for me in more ways than one. But I like to be smushed as well. So I'm, like, out there...
Oh, so you're bottom.
Yeah.
You're the bottom.
Were you picturing me on top?
Yeah, okay.
Don't ever picture me on top. I'm always bottom. I'm bottoming at all times.
You know what? I didn't know. But I'm just saying, you confirmed that you are exclusive bottom.
I'm only bottoming. Okay. I'm never doing anything other than being smushed by my fiance.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Don't come at me.
How dare you even picture me on top? You ignorant. Honestly, I'm getting you canceled tonight. Cancel Mackenzie.
Don't cancel me because I don't assume you're a bottom.
That's so fucked up.
What about you, Mackenzie? Where are you, on top or bottom?
I switch.
If you're 69.
Yeah.
I have to be on bottom because I'm so much bigger than my partner.
That's the thing. When you're on top, you're like, oh, like, am I crushing you?
No.
Like, it's kind of hard to relax into it.
And that's the thing about it is that I don't want anyone relaxing. I want you to give all the weight.
Smother.
To the point of S-O motherfucking S. Like, I could die today.
Rachel.
But I would be so happy. Like, I would be so happy to be dead there.
I'm nervous.
What a way to die.
I feel like this is the way that the podcast is gonna end. It'll be me coming on one week being like, she did die during sex.
Do
I
want
you
love? I know.
It would be iconic.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be so sick.
Like, not dying by crashing to the Chateau Marmont, but like dying by being
smushed by
a butt.
Smushed by
my angel.
In your face.
Wait.
Yeah.
I had one person, it might have been you.
Yeah.
Somebody was describing 69ing on your sides.
Mm-hmm. You too. Yeah. And someone said that to me recently.
I've
too.
Heard it in.
Was it all of us talking?
Yeah. Cause people were like talking about how they're like, oh, I get when I'm on top, like, I have to hold my weight, which I'm always like, crush it, crush me, break my skull. And then I'm like, they said there's an option
that
of being on the side. Were you bringing this up to me?
I don't know. It feels like we were all talking about this.
Were we talking about being on the side? Because I've
but it does feel, it feels like you're giving up. It feels lazy.
Does it feel
lazy?
Like
it feels
so
lazy.
Lazy.
It feels like you're 7 years into the marriage and you're like, let's just get on our sides.
Does it?
It feels lazy.
Like, maybe your heart, well, is your heart not in it if you're, because here's my issue. And I, so, okay, fine. I haven't tried it before. So I don't want to like speak. I don't want to, if you're into this, I don't, whatever. It does feel like, have you guys ever done like Pilates where they make you do these like fire hydrant dog positions?
Will
where they're like,
us?
Yeah, like,
wait,
like
this is what's so nice. We don't,
no, I
thing.
Can't.
Yeah, do it.
But yes, yeah, where your leg
one,
is like
right?
out. I'm
oh,
like, it
yeah,
has
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
be. It, or the Jane Fonda. I don't know. The
it
thigh
just
master.
It feels like you're phoning it in. It feels like we've got 30 minutes.
Yeah, like
lay down on
quick.
Your side.
Yeah.
But
that
no,
does kind of look
I
like
just
the
had
two.
An image. Blue is warmest color. They do that.
Oh my
they
God.
Are on their side 69ing.
I'm so glad.
Remember, it's like scientific looking. It's like from above at the very end, and they're
so
both
well lit.
In like. Yeah, it looks like two like little bugs, kind of.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm so glad that
unfortunately,
you...
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Clock
yes, I do.
And and keep on to the sex scenes from movies, much like Mackenzie does, mm-hmm. which...
Oh, yeah.
I love sex scenes, and I'm always begging for more full frontal. In
always
almost
more full frontal.
Ken wants in, Beaver.
I want Beaver in, okay. like, Mean Girls. We should have had it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be honest, in almost every movie.
In the new Mean Girls?
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
what
and honestly,
yes.
also the original
yeah.
as well.
Also the original.
Yeah.
I'm begging for more full frontal.
Okay, yeah.
I think we
yeah.
need it in film, in television.
Yeah.
And in pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is actually why we brought you here today. Wow. Okay. I'm just also just so, I'm so glad that there's people out there like on the first sexual encounter 69ing, and that puts you in a really high
tax
esteemed
bracket.
Category within
two dicks and a
our hearts. So
thank God.
We appreciate wow. it.
So what does a first date look like for you? Like, what is
I'm
it like?
I'm not dating right now.
Okay. So you're just
I'm
having
just
encounters.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel very like emotionally unavailable for sure. So, but yeah, first date right now, it's like, drinks and a fuck.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It feels like you're about to do another lap.
I almost did.
That feels like Rachel would get up and do three laps around Spotify.
I would. Here's my real question. I feel like the queer community has a reputation for having, or how many times have we heard a queer person getting out of a breakup and they're like, I'm about to be in my slut era, and then they're engaged.
They get into another. Yeah.
Like,
that's not me.
Do you think it's hard when you are on the apps or meeting people, or I'm not sure how you meet people being famous, but they... Do people typically fall in love with you and you have to pump the brakes? Because I'm finding myself doing it right now.
That's it. Oh.
So how do you, what do you do?
I think I'm just really, really clear up front. And then if like somebody is going to fall, then it's like, well, it's kind of on you.
Yeah.
But also if I could like feel that vibe happening, then I probably would.
Pull away too.
But yeah, I guess I don't really know. It's been so short amount of time now. But in my 3 years of, I was single for 3 years between my last relationship. So yeah, I'm definitely not a move. I do not jump into relationships very fast because I feel like after getting out of like a monogamous relationship, I'm like, woo, time to,
run around.
So why would I get back into another monogamous relationship that fast if it's not like the best person ever and like the person that's going to like change my life, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
How have you been meeting people? Are you on the apps?
I signed back up for Raya, but I think I'll probably cancel it again. It's not good. They probably show you like two people from LA a day.
And then the rest is like London,
all
New York,
around the world, like Dubai. Like I don't like, I'm not planning on going there anytime soon.
We love as queer women long distance.
Yeah.
So you never know.
You're so right.
You never
know. If
you
need a PJ to go to a first date,
you're a lesbian.
It's too far.
I don't know. Is it too far? I guess for you and what you're looking for, it
I've
is.
I've done it before, but yeah, right now, no. Yeah. No. Yeah, but Instagram, I feel like, is the way that I'm meeting people.
Nice.
Instagram, through other people, TikTok. Ooh, good place.
I do have friends that meet on TikTok, which is wild.
I never...
Yes, dear?
Soft.
It's so soft.
It reminds me of human skin.
Buttery.
It reminds you of...
No. Oh, it kind of does, though.
It does feel like... Human skin.
Yeah. I want to feel.
Yeah, get a touch. Come get some.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's soft.
That's buttery. Yeah.
That's buttery. That's elite.
Buttery.
I hate where this is
going. Okay, wait. I've heard people before, like a lot of young queer people are meeting each other through social media apps, more so than I feel like dating apps right now.
Yes.
Is the move... Are you on your Discover page and you're seeing hotties and you're sliding in DMs? Or is it like muchies?
I think it's mutuals.
Okay.
And are you sliding or are they sliding?
I think it's a mix.
Hot.
Interesting. So are you going to request folder and making sure nobody's come in?
Yes, definitely.
For sure.
But you know what? I get a lot of requests and it's people that are private. And I'm like, well, I don't know what you look like.
Hi.
Like, send me a pic.
Yeah,
like,
give me something.
Give me something.
No, literally give me something.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to know. Because you're sleeping with people on the first date.
Uh-huh.
Hot. Which 69ing and don't forget it.
We will not forget.
Do not get it twisted.
It's the coolest thing of all time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Are you having good sex on first dates? Because that is something that happens in the queer. Tell us everything.
That's a great
question. Like, I am. I don't know. I feel like if you are communicative, you probably will have a good experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not all the time, obviously, but I've been pretty lucky so far.
That's great.
But I feel like I'm super communicative on like
what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, especially if like you're at a place right now where what you're trying to do is get mama's rocks off, if I may.
If I may.
If you're out there, like specifically, this is about like a drink and a fuck. We're having fun.
Yes. Yeah.
If the sex is bad, then like we're kind of missing the whole point.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's also fun. I feel like every person you sleep with, you like learn something new about yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned some bad stuff.
I know not everybody like, likes that, but.
You know how like Ariel, Little Mermaid?
Yes.
She kind of like goes up to the top and then she grabs shit and she's like, look at this. It's a thingamabob. I feel like that can be sexual encounters.
Yes.
And then you're like, look at this treasure trove full of random bits and bobs. And you're like, this is what I've collected throughout the years and I want to show you.
That's a beautiful metaphor.
So true.
What do you think you would be if somebody was like looking around the ocean floor and they grabbed something and they were like,
what do you think?
I learned this from you.
I think people who have had sex with me, what they would impart is like much more. I think they would be like, wow, this person likes to listen a lot and maybe like it's like a dumbbell.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, or I think at least a profound sense of like. I feel like the people who have sex with me, they leave and they're like, that person really wanted to have sex with me. Like, that's I think I'm a really enthusiastic lover.
That's so nice.
I think that might be one of the best qualities.
Hot.
Yeah. It's like so fun when somebody's like, I want to be here.
Wants to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this sense is like people will be like, that person wanted to devour me. And that's the truth.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
I think that's my mark on the world. What's yours? What do you think people take away?
Well, somebody that I recently slept with said to me, when she said that I was a freak, I was like, what are you talking about? Say more, please. She was like, you're just really uninhibited with your body and like shameless, and it makes me want to be the same way.
That's
like,
inspiring.
That is such a nice compliment. And so I feel
that's
like
that's also
that,
so hot.
Yeah. So I feel like that's probably what I impart in people. It's like, why are you, no shame. Like,
yes.
Just ask for what you want and be who you want in bed.
And this is why you're having good sex on night one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, I think it's really, people forget. I think a lot of times, like, people think so much about their selves during sexual encounters, specifically first sexual encounters. And I get it. Like, you can be really wrapped up in your own thing.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, honestly, too, you'll have sex with people that maybe haven't had a lot of queer sex before, and they only think about you. And I'm like, you have to, I like the idea of, like, you can have so much selfish fun with your own body that it also turns into somebody else being inspired to be like, oh, I want to be as free as you are. And like, there's fun things happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What do you think people take away from you? They're like, I had sex with Mackenzie Goodwin and all I got was this sticker.
You know what's funny is I think it would be that they're like, I had sex with Mackenzie and she wouldn't stop playing Rihanna.
Yes.
Dude. Wouldn't stop playing Desperado.
Yeah.
Is that your sexy
It was always
music?
A yeah, I would go to like Rihanna, and recently, this is like a joke, but like my wife was like, you need to stop playing that.
No.
She was like, turn this off. And I was like, got it. Yeah, I'm not like 22 anymore. Right. I'm not in college playing Rihanna.
It is interesting. Sex kind of gets a little different as you age because I think like sometimes like sex doesn't have to be like, oh, I got good at it this one time and this is what I do. Like you can just go through phases of things and change what you like, whatever. Mackenzie's playlist has not aged since the year 2009.
Yeah. So the playlist is bad. The playlist is like Pony, Jeremiah. Yeah, it's
Pony.
Dude, you putting Pony on is so funny. Do you like music when you have sex?
I really do, but I'm always stressed about like choosing the right music for the right person. Because I feel like people like are turned on by different kinds of music. Like a lot of people that I've slept with, I feel like don't like the typical like
sexy, like
R&B. Yeah, they're onto like the Glee soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's me. Oh,
they're like, play Muna.
What
now.
Is okay, the worst song that ever came on for me, because this happens, right?
Like
when it's on shuffle. Someone was going down on me and I Will Always Love You came on.
Wait, Whitney or Dolly?
Whitney.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honest?
Just imagine that.
What did you
imagine
do?
That. What a build,
change,
though.
What a build. Yeah,
I was like,
guys.
I'm so sorry, but and she was like, thank God. Like, yeah, you need to change.
I tried to fuck to King
I love
Princess.
Being like, thank God. Thank I was God. Also down here thinking it. You've tried to fuck to
I tried to funk to funk.
Funk.
Stop.
Sick.
No. Don't funk with my heart.
That deserved a laugh. I'm out here funking? Are you funking? You guys, nothing made everything that I said before delete faster. Like, you guys know now that I've, like, only had sex once, and it was, like, under his eye, fucking in a church. Oh my God, it's giving virgin.
It's giving virgin big time.
Like my treasure trove got deleted. I'm out here funking my fiance.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Now we know you're lying about a 69 Renaissance.
No, truly. Oh my God. The 69ing is we read 69 pages before bed. Before we
about the Italian Renaissance.
Wow.
Fuck. Okay. Anyway.
Maybe you fucked a king princess.
Thank you for listening.
You're a great listener, a great podcaster.
Okay,
I'm actually going
to
leave.
I tried. You know, every once in a while you want to have sex where you're like, I was trying to do a thing. Like, I set up a fake, like a fake massage board. I don't have a massage board, but I was trying to do a thing where we were like
role playing. Oh,
yeah, okay. Where it's like, you don't know me and I'm like getting a massage and then
hot.
It goes like, and you know how
so
it goes absolutely crazy. And I like
and
to do this thing sometimes.
So hard.
I get funked. I like to do this thing sometimes where I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Very fun. This is really personal. Anyways, welcome to the show. I tried to put on King Princess and.
Which song?
Oh, shuffled. Just shuffled KP.
Yeah.
And.
The back. No.
The whole
that's
thing.
A great
okay.
One.
Yeah. Sometimes
but
sex music.
Some...
No, because that's the thing. By the time, like, Cheap Queen plays, you know, fucking. Pussy is God plays, you get to the fourth sex song by a queer, like, by this queer artist, my fiance was literally like, this is too on the nose. Like, it's too much. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't, it gets to a point where you'd have to, like, yeah. It can't just be one artist. Like, no. You can't just
you have to
do
have
Rihanna.
A sex playlist.
Mm-hmm. I don't, yeah. I mean, I can't with sex playlists.
I did something recently. I went around a room and I had everybody add their sexiest song to it. And so I haven't done it. I haven't used it yet. But now I'm like, I'm going to be surprised.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's so nice to have friends curate your sex playlist.
And I'm going to be thinking, like, who added this one?
See, then oof. I would be too in my head.
That's also, yeah. That's
and I don't want to think about my friends while I'm getting.
And I do.
What?
All I do is think about whether I want to or not. I see somebody and I think to myself, I wonder what the fuck they're up to.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're having sex and you're wondering what your friend
oh,
is
during
up?
Sex?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I can't stand you.
All right. Sorry. Wait, can we talk about some of your music?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, Bloodstream is a song and music video, but basically the music video is like a supercut of a larger series. So,
oh shit.
People will watch the video and then be happy to know that there are basically like episodes of all of the scenes extended coming out in like the following month.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is fucking huge gay news.
Zoe, so fun. Huge gay news.
The shit that you make is like, it's not just that the music gets stuck in your head and you're like, this fucking slaps.
Which it does, by the way.
Thank you.
Woke up the other day with one of your songs stuck in my head and I was like, how the fuck did I dream about this?
Right. Because, like, music is already, like, such a specific thing. Like, when you good music is, like, magic. There's nothing, there is nothing like good music.
Yeah.
So to be able to make that is already something that is so special. But the way that you storytell through your music videos, like, makes me feel, like, so hyped to be queer and so connected to you. And I'm like, we've only met a couple of times, but, like, I feel like, but it's not even that I'm connected to you, but I'm connected to all of us.
Yes.
Every queer person knows exactly the stories that you're telling. And it is, it's the shit that just, like, I love so much about being gay. And you portray that so, in a really fun way as well. Like, your music videos are, like,
they
fucking
are
fun.
So fun.
Thank you.
It feels like they're bringing us back to when we were younger, too.
Yeah.
And that's also, like, what you're putting in there, like, the Coyote Ugly references,
completely.
The different queer references.
Yes.
Yeah, but actually, like, sending them all the way, like, having them be fully queer rather than just, like, queer-coded.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is, like, validating.
Yes.
And it's fun. It's playful, and the music is so good, and I'm, like, I love the way that you cast. Like, I feel like you're
thank
very,
you.
Like, you're thoughtful with the, what you're doing. Like, everything feels thoughtful.
Definitely.
And I'm,
definitely.
Like, how much, like, this feels very, like, you're in control of every choice.
Of everything, yeah. So I direct, produce, write, edit.
Jesus.
Star in. I do all the things.
I'm inspired.
Yeah, and the casting, like, so fun for me. This last one, Bloodstream, was so fun to cast because it's such a, I mean, it's a pageant. So it was like, okay, I can cast, like, a ton of girls.
Incredible.
This one. And just, like, and there's a lot of comedians in it, which is fun. I think it's the funniest video I've done. Yeah, super, super fun.
Also, the lyrics that you're using are exactly what it feels like.
Yeah,
like
right?
That
to want to be that close with somebody.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, do straight people?
That you're like, I want to be in your skin.
Literally inside of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be one person
one
with
person.
You.
Let's melt together.
Truly.
Oh yeah.
Completely captured in a like spectacular way.
Thank
this
you.
This new song, this video just recently came out, so everyone's already
seen it,
gone in. But like, how did you get the idea then to? Okay, because people love it, so you need to give them more, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, to make a series.
Yeah.
Basically, I looked at, like, so somebody I fucked once, I ended up turning that into a trilogy when everybody, like, fell in love with those characters.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to make, like, a little mini, basically, like, TV show through music videos. And then with this one, I was like, okay, how do I do that but gear it towards, like, towards vertical? And also, how do I trick people into watching basically a 15-minute short film by, you know, doing, like, part one, part two, part three. So... You know, when people see, like, there's, like, a whole Lifetime movie, like, uploaded on TikTok, and all of a sudden you're watching an entire Lifetime movie because it's, like, oh, it's just one part.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay, now I'm part two. Like, oh, no, now I'm watching the whole entire thing.
Exactly.
So basically that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to trick people into watching a whole, like,
what's
a longer
crazy.
Form
you don't
piece
need
of
to trick anybody. Like, this is the content that queer people want.
Yeah,
like, they're begging for more content like this from you.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're branding across the board. Stunning.
I think I also just, like, I know that feature film, so I went to film school, and, like, feature film has always been the goal, But yeah, I think that I'm kind of moving towards, even with the videos becoming like longer and longer and like more dialogue and more narrative, I think that's kind of where I'm going to end up at some point.
That's so fucking cool. Yeah. We need more queer women filmmakers,
yes,
period.
Yes.
We're begging.
And just like more queer people like on set behind the camera.
Yeah.
You know? That's the thing that has been always so like magic about my set experiences. And I think why the videos like have that magic in them is like almost my whole entire crew is queer.
Yes.
Which is so awesome. Because everybody like
Thank
cares
God.
About the projects. They're like, I'm telling my story too. And everybody's putting their own, you know.
And I'm sure they're like, this is part of my story also.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can feel it. The whole, it's like, It's always interesting, too. You can, like, we as queer consumers of content, you can always tell. I mean, you could tell everything. But, like, you can tell when there's something that is, like, there's a queer story being told. And you're like, this is for straight people to get to look at the queer experience, but it's made to be consumed by the straight population.
Yes.
But we can always tell when it's like you're looking at something and you're like, this was made for me.
Yes.
And like, it's not most things. Yes. So when we get that, we get to feel, that touch of like, thank God, like fucking.
Thank God it's not another male director directing two women fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You can just tell, where it's like one is an Oscar grab and then one is an actual like queer person telling a queer story.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference so clearly with like male directed lesbian sex scenes and female directed, like so different.
Oh my God,
there's
spit.
it's spit, but also we were we review movies on this show as well sometimes, and we have seen some like insane. You ever like watching queer sex scenes and then Mackenzie and I go home and we're like, huh?
There was one with an octopus
I remember
being like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Wait, which movie was this?
It was two women's name. It was like something and something, and it was like black and white and
in a different language, I believe.
Yeah.
And then at some point in their sex scene, they bring an octopus into it.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that to me is a male being like, we have to see some type of phallicness in this.
Yeah. Totally.
It was so fucked up.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild. Anyways, your fucking music rocks.
I know.
And it's so fun. Like, what are some of your influences, would you say, in your art?
Lady Gaga is, like, number one, just for the music videos.
We were just talking about this recently.
I'm always putting my paws up. My claws?
Always.
Claws up all the time.
Well, you go, and I don't mean this to be crude, you go balls to the wall in your music videos.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the back of Jeeps.
You're in
swinging your fucking hair around.
You're at a 10.
You're at a 10.
My life more at risk.
Which is what I feel like this is what we need
in
pop.
Like, stunt people. There's never like it's so low budget.
No, it's you.
We're doing things like not the right way.
Hell yeah.
And I love that about you.
Thank you.
I love that you are always taking it to a 10. And like that's what I feel like we are missing in pop right now is everyone's kind of like coming in at a 5.
Oh my God.
And you are in literally the coolest costumes of all time, really giving it to us.
Thank you so much.
I think the Coyote Ugly one, like that really hit home with me.
The Crazy X video.
Yes. Crazy X video, I was like, oh, this person is, like, hysterical.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we're gonna fucking love you.
Yeah.
We have the same sense of humor.
Yeah.
Same references.
I know,
Yes.
I was trying to count all of them, and I'm like, oh my God, we've all, like, seen all the same shit. This rocks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know. Is there, like, a movie or an actor or pop star that when you, like, you remember them being your first?
Like, big awakening?
Yeah.
I think it was Avril, but I didn't know because I was so little, but I think it definitely was.
I've never heard somebody say that.
Avril. Yeah. Incredible. Which is, I was actually like 5 feet away from her the other day and I was dying.
What, the other, recently?
So recently.
Okay, what? Where?
At the
Equinox.
Millennium concert.
Equinox? Of course.
Wait, the Millennium concert.
Millennium, like the DJ. My sister's boyfriend was
We're not cool enough
so I was,
to know this.
Backstage and then was 5 feet away from Avril and I was like, I can't, oh my God. Like,
did you play it cool?
I played it so cool, yeah.
I
think there'll be another chance to like actually
chat
with her. But in that moment, I was like, she was about to go on too. And I was like,
okay. Oh my God.
But yeah, but her.
Are you taller than her?
Yes.
Incredible.
Definitely. I was going to say, Avril is miniature.
Yeah,
but so are you. You're really tiny.
I am kind of tiny.
Yeah.
It's funny. My whole family, my brother's 6'8". My sister's 5'10".
What?
I'm the shorty in the family. I don't know what happened.
Are there any queer people besides you and your family?
I would say that. I feel like both my siblings could be a little No. Yeah. I'm like, for sure, no.
Actually, no.
I'm like, you know, like everyone's a little fruity. Yeah. But no, I think they're both open-minded people, but I don't see them.
Yeah. Like, there's also the like, answer. Weirdly, I feel like there are people that will have queer sex that are not like living their life in queer spaces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So many of my friends growing up that they would like casually be like, oh yeah, I fucked a bunch of women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I'm like, you are the straightest person I've ever met in my life. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But straight people love like fucking gay people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's...
Something
that I feel like we all know.
Immediately going, yeah.
We all know. Okay. But we all know in the community. Like, we've all had sex with straight people, and then they love
straight,
it.
Then? Aren't they, like, a little bit bi?
In my opinion, at least,
like, sexually a little fluid.
For sure, sexually fluid. Yeah. But I'm like, I feel like
I've never fucked a straight person.
Oh.
A man. Oh. I forgot a man.
Oh, yeah. But you never had sex with a straight
woman? I've never had sex with a woman who I was like, that's a straight person.
You know how there's a word, gold star, for, like, a lesbian who hasn't had sex with a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we should have a word for what you just described, which
haven't
is...
Haven't had sex with a straight girl.
Yeah. That's got to be... I feel like that's the real gold star. You
what
know what I mean?
What kind of star should that be?
Maybe a...
Pink star,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot. A rainbow star, maybe.
So. Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with a straight girl?
Yes, but I feel like I'm like, okay, well, then you're a little fluid. Like, you're not totally straight.
I think,
like,
also
if you met my one friend, you guys would be like, that bitch is straight.
There is now, I think, also, like, it's probably different than the time that I was, like, mm-hmm. like girls used to be less, or I guess
you're
it just
about,
depends.
Like, the 80s.
I'm talking about the early 60s. talking about the 1800s over here. But, like, now there is more, like, yeah, I don't know. Remember, I feel like there was a phase where, like, lesbians were so toxically into turning straight women in a way that is so gross.
It's so disgusting.
Or, like, this whole, like, fucking puff up your chest, like, I don't know. You guys all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's,
like,
to me,
giving the chest something about you. Yeah.
There's nothing that, it is definitely, like, you're working through something. And I'm also, whenever that happens, I'm like, it feels like you're bragging that you never come.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Well, that's why I was like, I'm shocked that you're out here date one.
Yeah.
Having good sex. Because that, to me, I feel like is a, not a ghost story, but like.
It's something
you
that.
You don't hear it often.
Really?
Almost everyone that we've had on the pod is like, it's date three and on, is that you start having better.
Interesting.
Like, it takes multiple times for people to let their guard down.
Yeah. I guess that's
no, but that's why, like, you're out there inspiring people.
Yeah. Also choosing the right people, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think our listeners need to go in, like, you're going into experiences and just be like, I have no shame.
No shame. This is what I want.
Yeah. And
what
we're here to
want?
Have fun. Yeah. And be communicative.
Yeah. I think the nice thing, or at least, like, in my experiences, I feel like a lot of the times, sex with women, like, both people are going into it expecting not to come.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
kind
we
of,
hear all the time.
Yeah. So, but which is kind of nice because the pressure is, it's almost like, oh, you're going into this because you want to have a fun experience.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. It's
if that's not then the only destination.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's have fun along the way.
And then I feel like
it ends
it's
in a
more
massage train.
To happen probably if you're like, if the pressure is not on too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can always tell when somebody wants me to come, and then my body will shut down.
Yes.
My
fully,
body will
fully.
Be like, good luck. Good luck, you little witch. Yeah. Typically, they're
typically
a witch.
Can I ask, what is it that makes you be like, oh, I know that they want me to come now?
I feel like, well, here's the other thing, too, because then if they tell me to, then I will, unfortunately. It's like a weird game.
If they tell you?
If they
you?
Say comfort, like, come
yeah. Then I'm like, oops, okay.
Oops.
I'll be like, no, you are a witch. Okay, you fucking... But I don't know. I think I can tell... I'm trying to think because it's been so long since I have had sex with somebody that's not my literal fiancé. But I think you can tell more in an energy, not in like a particular thing that they're doing. But I feel like it's an energy of like... Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm can you feel nervously laughing because I'm remembering what people used
one?
To do.
What did they used to do?
It would be either a certain look that they would give you.
Stop.
Which
an
is
SOS.
Like...
They're like, wait. They're sweating. They're pointing at their jaw like, ah.
No, I think it was less of that and more of a look that was like, yeah.
Which, oh, wait. Wait a second. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the look that somebody gives when they think they're crushing yes. it. Oh.
Which that is so cringy to me. It's bad.
That to me.
So that flooded back.
That's worse than hell, I think. I'd rather never fuck again than be with somebody who is literally like.
Thinking that they're really crushed. Oh, no. Hey. I like this.
You're welcome.
No.
It sucks so much. No, especially when you're like, hey, that's my knee.
You're like, that's not even so close. Fun.
I wish someone telling me like to come for them would work for me, but that I think does the opposite for me. I'm like, oh no, like I'm taking too long.
Oh, interesting. Like,
yeah. You in know. Your head about it.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. They have, you know, if they don't actually know where they're at in the sex experience. The journey, if you will.
It has to be right at the precipice.
If it's not right at the precipice, it's way early.
Wait a second.
10 seconds in. They go, you're going to come for it right now. And you're like, oh, honey. Certainly not.
Certainly not.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I am famously a Tammy Two Comes, though, so I'm always like, I'm usually basically
you are at that
there.
10 seconds.
Before we even have sex, I'm like, I've been thinking about this for so long already.
You built it up in your head.
Yeah, but I'm like, I try to like think of sexual encounters as like, it's not just when you're starting to like do physical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, it's the whole
thing.
The whole day.
Time. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like, I also am a big on like, I like to, I'll produce, I mean, not always, obviously there's like a lot of different sexual encounters that we have as like grown up people.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I really like to like make a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like I'm producing a music video.
Yes,
you know what I mean? I'm the director now.
You have extras.
But I really like when people put, that's why I like to get into different like things, scenarios, toys, kinky things, because I really like the care that goes into. And I'm you thought of all of this to fuck me?
Yeah.
Like you
it's cute.
Put that, I'm a Cancer sign. Yeah, so I'm like, look how much you care about me that you learned how to tie this rope. Marry me.
Yeah.
And you will.
And I will.
So is that how you keep the spice alive? As people in like long term relationships, give me some.
I mean,
tips.
I don't know if you need them.
Yeah, you sound like I'm very sexually healthy.
Yeah,
like in the sense of
if I'm to be in a long term relationship again.
Okay.
God. Though this is what I think, and I feel like I have been saying this is like a theme I've been saying for the past, because I recently got engaged, and I never thought I'd be somebody who wanted to be married, and I had decided in my head what I thought long-term relationships looked like, and that didn't look like something that was appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fell into this thing that has been years long, and I think what it is like sex with this person that I've been with is, instead of finding good sex and repeating it over and over again, we have both been able to like sink our teeth into new things together as a team. So I feel like sex is more of like a creative thing that we get to like go escape to together, where like we do have all of the things of partnership that is not sexy.
Yeah.
I take out the trash, we meal prep together, we do all the things that like are not hot.
Mm-hmm.
But our sex life is that oasis of this thing that we've protected together that we get to go dive into together that is completely separate from, and that's why I like when it's so different or like encompassing, or I almost can't breathe, because I'm like, good, get me away from all these fucking chores and like all these emails that we do all the time and all of the shit that's going on, all the wedding planning. Let's go to that place where we have like so much fun that we forget where we are. And like
that's beautiful. It's recess.
Yes.
And then you have to go back to the other shit. But like, you get moments with your partner.
It's important too, because I think like, and that's what you get to capture. Like a lot of times too, like I think when we were having more of our casual sex, we were younger.
Don't say we, like, we were having casual sex.
Wait a second.
Because you did do this.
Sorry, did I do like fucking?
When we were having.
When we used to funk. When we were in a funk band in the early 90s.
No!
Stop it.
But like, you know, when both of us were single separately.
Yes.
We were
having
younger.
Sex separately.
Having sex, not together. It was like when we were younger in our like, I think when you get older, you do get more comfortable. Like everyone knows that. But it's true.
Yes.
It's really true.
So true.
To know yourself more opens you up more. In like a sexual setting a lot of times too, so like I think like growing now, it's like that's those moments that you have with newer partners like took some of us longer to get there because we were too in our heads to focus on the other person or whatever, but like it's the exact same, those moments that you get to have are the exact same that happen in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's what I didn't know. I thought to have
those moments
better
you have to be
with a new person. I thought it was like, oh, it's the person is new. And it's like, no, you can be new within your relationship for as long as you get to keep your creativity.
Yeah.
So then that
I
just
think
goes
that's
over.
What it is creativity and bringing, like, I talked about this with you recently about being malleable with your partner and like growing with them and changing with them constantly.
Yes.
I think that's what you have to do.
Yeah. If you don't, then the relationship fails.
Oh my God.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But same in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah,
it's we always, and we talk about this too, but through the, like, I see long-term monogamous relationships almost exclusively through heterosexuality, which is the story of the man wants to have it, and then the woman is like, no, not tonight, honey. Or it's the same shit over. They always is like, you get married and your sex life ends. But I'm like, you have to just remember that it's like, your queer relationship is not an exact copy-paste of, like, what is sold to you.
Yes, yes.
It's like actually
absolutely
completely different.
Yeah. And that's what's fun about it.
Exactly.
To make it up.
Oh,
as
my
we
God.
Go.
I'm so excited to hear more of your dating stories.
Really?
This is, we have to have you back on as you continue to date.
I will have so many more stories, I'm sure.
I'm so excited. Gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta know. Okay, so this was sent to us by a listener, and if anybody has a voicemail that they want to send us, you can call the Dyke Hotline. That number is in the description. Here we go.
Hey, Dykes. This is Becca. Any pronouns? I just had a quick question. Obviously, love you all. Got to get that out there. That's like a preliminary of this. I have been asked a dyke for you all. I'm just wondering, so to preface, I haven't been in a relationship for a while, and I haven't had sex in like 2.5 years. And I'm nervous that what if I've gotten fucking bad at it now? Because I haven't, and like, you know, I obviously, you know, next time I have sex with someone, I want it to be good, right? But I just am scared that I've gotten bad. Like, and is there anything specific I can do about that? Any classic literature that I should read or anything of the ilk? I don't know. I'm just thinking about it, and now I'm spiraling. Thank you so much. Love y'all, obviously. Go
wow.
be gay.
Love you, obviously, back.
Is
Becca,
there,
all pronouns, rise up.
Is there Becca, any literature?
That any literature. Don't get the lesbian sex book.
Oh, my God. That's.
Wow.
Do you ever feel that way? Where, like, you're worried you'll get rusty?
For sure. And that's why I had sex a week after. I was like, I have to rip the band-aid right off.
Yeah.
But I've definitely had like long dry spells before. And I think you just have to know that it's like riding a bike. It's going to come back. Like, so like once you're in it, you're so present usually. And it's so like, I don't know. Also, women are usually pretty gracious and like.
Extremely.
Think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Extremely.
Yeah.
That's so
they're
funny.
To be like, you're bad at this. Like, they're probably pretty stoked to be with you.
Yes.
So. Just go into it thinking, like, they're stoked to be sleeping with you in that moment. And there's nothing you could do that's, like, bad.
Right.
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
don't
I guess
forget.
There are things.
Okay,
you know, you know what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what I
do you have any dry spells, Ken?
Well, it's funny that you said, like, dry. Because I go in, like, I have a partner who we've been together for years now. And there'll be days, like, I'll go one day without having sex. And I'll go in there and be like, well, I forgot how to do it.
One day.
One day off.
Mackenzie's like.
And I'll be like, I don't remember what I'm supposed to be doing here.
When you think about it too hard, it kind of gets freaky. You're
that's
like, oh,
what
my God.
Yeah.
Like, what are we even, what's happening?
Wait, can we talk about the ABCs, actually, real quick?
Wait, you mean, are you talking about the sex technique? That
yes. Have you ever heard
people
of this?
People say that's like.
Yeah, you have to spell or do the alphabet.
That's wrong, right?
Yeah,
it
that's
is
insane.
So wrong.
That's so
but I was telling Rachel recently, I had somebody do that to me.
No. I can't even fathom that as something that you've experienced. That's somebody who's only ever seen like the 40-year-old virgin movies.
Or Nip Tuck. I remember Nip Tuck, they said it. And me watching it as a kid being like, okay, I guess that's what we do.
That's what we do.
What? But I remember being able to feel, because you can tell the difference
people are
when somebody's doing the alphabet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had some, I can't believe somebody did that to you.
Somebody gave
what
you the
did
alphabet.
You do?
You have to. What am I going to do?
What letter did you, they get to?
They went through the whole alphabet.
Oh! The whole one?
Yeah.
They
have
got
you
to
never had somebody
they
got
to stay on one letter, and then maybe it'll work.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You
know, one
you
letter.
The zero.
Same motion. Yeah.
Zero. An I.
I
LOL.
Think an I over and over, dotting it every
yeah.
time.
I'm halfway there.
No.
Maybe a Z.
A Z might be good. Or yeah. an S. Or a an figure S. eight. Figure
okay, you guys. Eight. Imagine yeah. an uppercase T.
No.
No. Once again, no. It's giving funk music over here.
I mean, that might be one of the worst. Here's you're, anything with a dot where you're
I like
dotting.
A dot. Here I am, no. liking a dot.
No.
You can't tell me no. You're what getting... I like is a dot. Or somebody using an ink pen.
Stop.
Not even
no.
painting the letters. I'll do cursive. I prefer.
Cursive. It has to be cursive because you're not leaving the paper.
No,
you
leave
can't...
and come back. I want to be like confused. I want you to be there and then I'm like, whoa. I'm a confusing lovemaker and I always have been. This is my biggest red flag. Whenever somebody says, when somebody tries to give technical sex advice, I think to myself,
I'm out.
You've never been with more than one person in your life.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or you're just an asshole.
Well,
I think if somebody is like giving you tech, like they're pulling down a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Like this is where you need to be.
Yeah.
I think that's if you're pausing like the entire moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that.
No, no, no.
I think there's a gentle way to do it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't. Have you had anyone try to do the alphabet? I feel like
no.
I've never encountered that.
No.
Great.
Really, yeah.
Just me. No. Awesome. No. Good.
Wait, this episode good. Is us having horrible sex.
Honestly, it's giving
then,
Shannon. Sorry, but it's giving Shannon.
Have you ever had it like somebody? It's like a kitten. Like it's so light that you're like, what's happening?
I've had. Like, I've actually had the opposite.
Way too hard too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That too.
And that is actually when I'm also like, oh, they just want it to happen. Like they
too
want
hard.
Me to come.
Yeah.
When they're going
like,
way
so
too hard,
fast
go
right away,
so fast.
Like, ah.
Where are we?
That's what yeah. I keep. I've had people. Now I've had friends of mine now be back on the dating scene like post pandemic, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people that like. Haven't had sex with women. They're like newer to the queer community mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, everyone is so timid. Like it's, there's these like long buildups. There's all this stuff. And I'm like, my experience has never been that way with people that I've never been with women before, mm-hmm. which
yeah.
is why I like, I stand bisexual so much and I stand like people questioning or people that are like new. And I'm like, go in there and go buck wild.
Yeah.
I've always been like just trying to hold on for dear life when
yeah.
I'm with these people. I'm like, buckle up, but don't do the alphabet.
Don't.
Do Nobody's the doing that.
Please.
No.
I'd love to know who did that for you.
There's no way of knowing.
Name them.
I think I do know, but I'll tell you off pod.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Let's get into the Bumble. This is the Bumble right here. Wait, did we answer that question?
Wait, what was the question?
I think so. Like, or
I feel
yeah,
rusty.
Long,
is there
having,
any?
I feel rusty having long dry spells or anything that you can do.
I think, yeah,
mm-hmm.
know that it's also, like, gonna be fine. And
yeah.
like you said, yes, people are gonna be so stoked that they're just there with you.
Yeah.
That
I think
is so smart.
Always go into a sexual experience like that. Be like, oh my God, they're so lucky to be with me right now. And
yeah.
I'm lucky to be with them. And, like, this is, we both want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a Bumble fumble that was sent in to us. And this one rocks.
Cute.
Please don't judge me as I have sickly human tummy troubles.
Incredible. I'm already worried about where this is going.
Yeah, this
oh,
one rocks.
No.
Okay. I had just had surgery because I have some stomach issues. So a couple weeks ago, I was staying at my missus' place. We are medium distance. And they got up to go to work. And before they left, we talked a little bit about how it was like if... Wait. How it was like I was there stay-at-home butch. Okay. So they got up to go to work, and before they left, we talked a little bit about how I was a stay-at-home butch.
That was so cute how you whispered that to yourself first. Like,
stop.
Stay-at-home butch.
Hey, fuck you guys.
I'm a stay-at-home butch. Wait, there's stay-at-home butches right now listening, thinking to myself, ooh la la.
Leaving me to fantasize about when we would finally get to live together once I graduate. So I started texting her about how excited I was about this while she was at work.
Mm-hmm.
I was also just chilling in her bed and my tummy was feeling fine. I hadn't been up to the bathroom, but I could hear her roommates, so I felt a little awkward. So I wonder if the bathroom's like in the hallway or something.
Okay.
But there are roommates.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
Then I overestimated a fart and I shit her bed.
No.
Absolutely not.
I almost started crying immediately, but I had to kick it into high gear. I won't get into the details, but my underwear were thrown away and it took a second to clear the bed, and I had been freaking out.
Incredible.
I sent Em a text with invisible ink, which was for us normally it meant it was going to be a sexy text. Anyways, she laughed. She laughed and it made me love them even more, oddly enough, because they weren't even mad and they didn't make me feel like shit. No pun intended. Aww. Anyways, shout out to Em for forgiving me for shitting their bed.
Shout out.
Aww, shout out Em.
Shout out Em for taking that in stride.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd like to ask you both the question.
For sure.
Please.
Have either of you had something like this happen to you?
No. A shit the bed situation?
Yeah, you know, the classic.
Shit the bed situation?
Yeah. I'd love if you were like constantly.
I haven't myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I have like unwanted thoughts that worry. Like I've had this fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my head, just racing through my mind.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. I have like
been in close calls?
No. I haven't been in close calls. I have like unwanted thoughts. I have potty trauma in my head.
Got it. Okay. Where I'm I also am like potty trauma constantly.
We are body trauma, potty trauma kids at heart.
I peed my pants a lot as a child, so I have potty trauma. And a grown woman.
Mackenzie's body has betrayed her a bunch of times.
Constantly.
No, but I think this is... Also, thank you for sharing this with us. Thank you for... This rocks that you told us about this. And honestly, these are the moments, right? Scary moments like this where your partner coming through for you...
You need a good partner in this scenario.
...is like rock and motherfucking roll.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is like... So comforting to hear that your partner was like, LOL, and like it was all we're keeping it moving.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Shout out Em for real.
I mean, this is worst case scenario.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, you shit the bed. Yeah. You didn't shit your bed. You shit somebody else's bed. Yeah.
Now, I have to say,
yeah,
I have barfed in a partner's bed before.
Incredible. Ooh. You've barfed the bed.
I've barfed the bed. I haven't done this, but I have barfed the bed. And it sucks beyond belief. But I agree with this person because the partner I was with was like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, why don't you go in the other room? I'm going to clean the whole thing up. They didn't even let me go in there.
That's so nice.
And were you sick or drunk?
I think about it today. I was wasted.
Yeah, there we go.
I was wasted.
Yeah, that's.
And it was one of the kindest things. And I wasn't even like seeing this person really. Aww. So it was like very nice that they stepped up and did that for me. And I'll still remember it to this day.
Honestly, that's a real sweetie.
Yeah. It was a real sweetie.
Aww.
That is real sweet.
I mean, we've all been with people with tummy issues. So, like, this is affecting our queer community.
Everyone out there has something going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
and you got to take care of each other.
You really have to.
Has anything like this happened?
No shit stories.
Yeah.
No throw up stories.
Ever.
No. I feel like good the only for you. Thing has been period blood a lot of times.
Yeah. And a lot.
Like, that one's
a lot of times.
That's a rough one. We were just talking about this, about how, like, we're now in our 30s.
Yeah.
Okay. Why the fuck can we not get a hang of it still?
Still?
I'm like, why?
So true.
The fuck?
So
still every
true.
Time, like, every what time. Is happening? What do we do?
Every month. I'm like, wait, what? Not again.
Why literally. Is yeah. that? It's like we have, like, amnesia when it comes to our bodies with that.
It comes back and I'm like,
you gotta be fucking kidding me. And it doesn't help. Even, like, I live with my wife.
Yeah.
We're both going through it. Sometimes at the same time.
Are you synced up with both your partners?
We're synced up.
Not our partners.
With each other.
Which is like, I keep one. I think one. I've been with Nazara 5 years. I think 1 month out of five we've ever been sunk up. And
that
I'm like,
sucks.
Isn't that crazy?
That is homophobic,
it's bullshit.
Honestly.
It's super homophobic. Yeah. Thank God we're good at period sex. But like, for the love of gay God, can I please sync up with my literal fiance?
And you never will.
And instead it's you.
Me?
I feel like that's never gonna true hook up. Queer culture is like syncing up with your
so
business
true.
Partner.
Yeah.
This is so bullshit.
No, it's horseshit.
It's horseshit. We're going to do one more ask and then get out of here.
Perfect.
But we are obsessed with you. I want you to know.
I'm obsessed with you guys.
Wow. Okay. Ray, get in here.
Sorry. Do you remember when?
No.
We were line dancing all together.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. And I was in the back of your guys' video.
You were in the back of the video. People just keep DMing us about it. It's
and
insane.
I was in the back of the video with my best friend's ex.
Literally.
So that was kind of drama.
It was, okay. Yeah. So many people sent us the video. And they were like, you dummies, look who's behind you. We were like, okay, well, we are dumb. Sorry.
We're dumb. We're literally in our defense, stupid. We'd never met her before. Yeah. So, like, yeah. I how am I to know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was high drama.
And we hadn't met you yet either.
Exposed.
You were a great line dancer.
Thank
You're like
you.
Really fucking good at
I
it.
I wasn't very good that night.
Really?
I had a little too much to drink.
Good for you.
It's yeah. hard.
It's if you drink, it's like it's impossible.
No, you have to really
you gotta be sober there.
You have to be sober.
You have to be sober on your
A-game. And if there's a girl you think is kind of cute too, it's like you can't. It's also harder.
Oh,
and there's a lot of cuties there.
There's so many cuties. There's also like gay Hollywood is there.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah. genius is there.
There. Yeah,
I wasn't there that night, and I was so fucking pissed because I go every week.
Oh, so you're on it.
Yeah,
I'm like, I couldn't believe because I like to think of myself as like being pretty connected in the queer community.
Yeah.
We have a podcast, mm-hmm. and like we do comedy, which is like a thing that like people go to.
Yeah,
yeah.
I show up to queer line dancing. Mm-hmm. Nazara knows every single fucking person there,
and
I'm like,
nobody.
Okay,
yeah.
Who is?
I'm sorry.
Nobody knows who
my
you
angel
are.
Who works at a nonprofit. I'm like,
Nazara was like holding court.
Literally,
at this place.
My God.
I know.
Honestly, it was so hot.
That's so hot.
Yeah, it was so cool.
We're obsessed with Nazara.
All right, so we have a Bumble Fumble.
We have one final ask a dyke.
That's exactly
you
what
idiot.
I said. You misheard me. Yeah. And honestly, don't gaslight me. I know what I said.
Okay, I have an ask a dyke. Long story short, I spent a couple of years in a relationship with somebody, romanticizing the version of them that I thought they were when we met. When we broke up, I kind of came to about all the shitty ways that they had treated me. Mm. Plus, they did a bunch of stuff after we broke up that was really disillusioned me to who I thought they were. My question is, how do you navigate the mourning of the time you spent with this person and the realization that you'll never have the connection you thought you did with them? Like, you're over the romantic aspect, but you wish you were on talking terms. I am acquaintances / distant friends with my ex's girly. LOL. And have to block.
I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
So I guess my ex is girly. And I have to block someone and like never get the closure you want with an ex or a friend is always really challenging.
Oh, okay. So this is about trying
to. There are
to
a kinda... lot of ellipses. I just want you both to know.
Yeah.
It was kind of a run on sentence.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
actually got lost while reading it. So I hope you guys got it.
I think we
you
got
did?
It. Yeah. I think we
yeah,
got
yeah.
it.
Great.
And breakups should be illegal. They're so terrible.
Yeah. Honestly,
it's so crazy.
Gay breakups are
no,
hard.
They're so awful.
It's insane.
But I feel like, no, even, like, if it ends poorly or if that person does something after that makes you think, like, differently of them, I feel like you can still look at that time as being real. Like, don't be hard on yourself,
yeah.
I think. I had a 2-year relationship that ended because she cheated on me with 5 guys. And I definitely spend a lot of time being like, oh, my God, I'm such an idiot. Why didn't I see that?
Excuse
like,
me?
Yeah,
wait,
we have to
I
pause
feel like
it.
We're gonna have to
we have to pause at 5 Guys Burgers and Fries.
I know, literally. That's the joke.
Was it 5 at once?
5 separately, like, affairs.
Excuse
like, multiple
me?
Times each. Yes.
I'm sorry. That's really hard.
Definitely why it took me a long time to be in a relationship again.
That was the 3 years after.
That was the 3 years,
okay,
yeah.
I'm getting it
together. But yeah, I feel like... when I found all of that out, I was like, I'm literally an idiot. All that time was fake. Like, our love wasn't real at all. But I then I think later was like, no, like that. I felt those feelings for a reason. That love was real, even though she was being crazy.
Yeah.
And like, she loved me in the way that she, I guess, knew how in that moment. Not the type of love I want, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like you can mourn. It's hard. It's
yeah.
hard to mourn that.
I'm spiraling still thinking about these 5 different affairs. I don't even know 5 men. How do you meet 5
truly,
men?
I
that's
know.
Insane.
Nobody knows. There are not in yeah. existence 5 men.
No, literally.
So that's
I don't
weird.
Know. I don't know 5 men.
I've never seen 5 men in my
I've
life.
Seen
I think. Yeah.
No wonder you write such good music.
Yeah, truly.
Holy
really
hell.
Sad, dark inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You gotta live.
Yeah. Breakups are difficult.
Breakups
though.
Are really hard. And I think, like, sometimes when you're, like, I'm, like, a logical person. So my brain, after a really rough breakup, mm-hmm. will go, if they were able to do that to me, then they mm-hmm. must have never loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll kind of re-go back into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also sometimes it's for self-preservation. You go, that hurt too much. They have to be the villain.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
all of those things...
Easier.
are very like, we've all done that.
Yeah.
We've all gone through a thing where we go back in time and we go, here's all the bad or whatever. But like, just know that a breakup is like a lot of different phases of a thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like how you feel writing this email right now might not be how you feel in a week from now.
Yeah.
And so usually true. It doesn't. So like knowing that it's, and knowing that it'll kind of change and evolve and you'll grow and you'll heal and you'll go back sometime. Even sometimes now you'll have something that will remind you of a relationship that you haven't been in years and you'll go, ah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Or you'll look back and it'll feel different as you age. But like, let that give you comfort into feeling however you want to feel about it or however you do feel about it mm-hmm. right now. And the more that you can just like let all of that happen, the more that you can kind of move through the different phases of your breakup.
Mm-hmm. That was well put.
Quit trying to hook up with me.
I am right now.
You're literally trying to hook up with me.
I'm just
You're watching this podcast, Mackenzie is giving me come funk me eyes right
Don't
now.
Don't say. We have to name the episode come funk me.
Come funk me.
We have to. This has been such a good episode.
Oh, this was so fun.
I know. I want you on like every single week.
I know,
there's so many questions I still have for you. I'm going to ask off pod.
It's also nice to have like somebody back in the scene kind of giving us the queer experience out there.
I love to be in the scene. I love to have stories. It's so fun. That was the one thing I really missed about my like my 3 years of singledom. I like would come to every dinner and be like, I have a story for you.
Yes.
And I love being that person.
Queer Sex in the City moments, like wake up having girls brunch, like who did you fuck?
Yes.
Is magic.
Oh my God. It's such magic.
But I feel
like
that's why it was so fun sitting down with you and Shannon that day. Because you guys
both single.
Yeah. You're both single and you both have such amazing
house right now.
Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it like having, like living in an actual like gay frat house?
It's, you know what, I say, like, if there was a fly on the wall or, like, a camera on the wall, it would be way crazier than any episode of, like, The Real L Word or, like, anything scripted. Oh,
for sure.
It is crazy. It's, you wouldn't believe it.
No, there's an energy.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I think people are like, oh, I get it. Like, LOL, they're all creators. It's the whole thing. I'm like, no, you don't actually understand. It's wild in there.
We stood foot, and I was like, the energy. I'm already sweating.
It was so
I was like,
cool.
Oh, my God.
Anything you do, I feel like you have to know that everybody's going to know. That's one of those. It's just like such a small like community, and that is the scary thing about being in a
this
really tight knit friend group like that. Yeah, and like lesbian sorority house. It's definitely
your friend group in particular. I'm like,
everybody knows everything.
Wow.
Everybody's gonna find out everything.
Yeah. Everyone's spilling it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
I'm so
shit!
Excited. We have to have you on again.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Thanks for being so like open and funny, and like I want to also just thank you for the stuff that you make because it makes me so happy to consume it, and I'm so glad other people get it as well. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you guys.
We're obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed with you guys.
So go stream, go watch, go enjoy Zolita's music, and thank you so much for being here. I'm Rachel Scanlon.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
I'm Zolita.
Go do something gay today.
Bye-bye.